What about staffing? Who do you plan to bring with you from Toledo, and any possibilities of people that are here already?
Well, I had a tremendous staff at the University of Toledo. They did an outstanding job of producing a 14-2 conference record in the last 2 years. Very, very proud of them, and I know that they were a big part of our success. I respect the way that they coach, and will try to get as many of them here as I possibly can. I intend to meet with each and every coach here at the University of Illinois, and we're going to try to get that accomplished in the next 2 days.
What were your goal leading up to Illinois' bowl game and your involvement in that?
Basically right now my job is what I feel. My job is to get the best recruiting class here for the University of Illinois. And right now we're a little bit behind schedule, so that is going to be a main focus of what I'm going to be doing for this football team now. I will be at the football game, the bowl game, but only as a spectator, knowing that Vic has done a great job of leading this team. I just got done meeting with him, and boy, are they excited. And are they excited about playing in a great, great bowl game on the 31st?
What is your experience recruiting the Chicago area, and how do you plan to go about it?
Well, I think the Chicago area is a huge area. The state of Illinois is a huge part of our recruiting process. If you look at the University of Toledo's roster, you will see that a majority of our football players come from in-state. We called it Rocket Nation. Well, all I'm going to say right now is we've got Illini Nation. We're going to recruit this area as hard as anybody has ever recruited this area before. The reason we win is because we will gain a football talent, but we will also gain a person that can fit into this program. So the Chicago area, the St. Louis area, and this fine state plays tremendous high school football and will be recruited very heavily by this coaching staff.
Coach, a lot of times you walk into a situation where you're taking over a 2-10 team, you're walking into a team that's been to a couple bowl games, has a lot of young talent. Your impressions of the team?
Exciting. I really do. The first bowl team that was team in the NCAA that was really bowl eligible. I mean, that's what you're dealing with here. A team that's been in two BCS games the last 10 years. I mean, it's, I don't like to use a cliche from Urban, but it's not broken. It isn't. It isn't broken. And Coach Zook has done a tremendous job. I have respect for Coach Zook and what he's done throughout his career as a head football coach and as a defensive coordinator and as an assistant. So I know that the talent is here. The structure will be given, and we're excited. I told them we're going to meet on the 16th at 7 o'clock. Make sure they're here and they're on Illini time, which is 10 minutes prior to everything that we do. So they'll be here at 6:50.
Coach, I talked to your college coach yesterday, and he said at some point he expected you to be in the Big Ten as a head coach. When did you start thinking about being in the Big Ten?
Not about that tall. About that high. Dad was a football coach at Iowa. I was raised in the Midwest, born in Akron, Ohio. I've always cherished the Big Ten. I've always cherished Big Ten football. I'll never forget standing out in now Kinnick Stadium throwing lifesavers at Woody Hayes. As Woody Hayes came running out with Cornelius Green and his big fro and some great, great football players that ran out there. It was a dream. And now I have the opportunity to live that dream. And I owe Mike Thomas the opportunity to be that football coach.
Coach, you said you're going to talk to the coaches here.
Yes.
What's your plan with Vic Conan? He's a popular defensive coordinator. Will you try to keep him, or what's your plan with him?
Well, that'll be I don't know Vic other than I know people that have coached with Vic. I know he does a tremendous job. Everywhere he's done a tremendous job. I look forward to speaking with him. Decisions will be made after I speak with him. But to make a statement of that right now, I really honestly couldn't tell you because I personally don't know Vic. And I think that that's very, very important that that the coaching staff understands my role and what my ambitions are of this program. And so I'll be with Vic, meet with Vic in the next 2 days.
Your background has been in the past on the defensive side. What is your offensive philosophy, and what do you plan to bring into Illinois?
Score. We try to score as much as we can. No, I think, you know, as a head football coach, I'm only going on my fourth football season. But, you know, at first, being around the defensive side of the ball, heck, I was in the offensive staff room as much as I was in the defense because, you know, as a defensive coordinator, you sit back and you say, hey, this is really what's affecting us on defense right now. This is what's happening to us. Our offense will be a spread offense, one that gave me a lot of this gray hair that I have when I was down at Oklahoma State. Experienced some of it in the Big 12. We will utilize our talent. I know we have got some great offensive talent. Very excited about what I saw on film. So we'll be a spread offense, multi-formation, multi-tempo football team.
Coach, you're going to face Urban Meyer on November 3rd.
Can't wait.
Ohio State. What's that going to be like for you?
Urban and I are great, great friends and always will be and always have been. And we like competing against each other, and you know Urban's a competitor, and so is Tim Beckman. So it'll be a great opportunity for both of us.
What are your next couple days like? Are you going to stay here? Are you going to have to go back to Toledo? I mean, kind of go through what you're going to face, or maybe you know even today what's going on for you.
Well, we'll probably get about 2 hours of sleep tonight. That's about it. But tomorrow I will be in the office to meet staff. I need to familiarize myself with the staff members around here. I think it's very important to get that accomplished. And then I'm going to fly back. We have a banquet as the Illini have a banquet tomorrow night. We have a banquet back at University of Toledo that I need to be involved in. I need to say farewell to 20 great, great seniors. And I owe that to them. I will be there, and then I'll get on a plane right back here. And then we're going to get after recruiting as fast as we can.
Monday, you're in the office working.
Yeah, either Monday, I'll be on the road as fast as I can.
You've coached under a lot of names that people know. Have any of those guys rubbed off on you more than the others?
All of them have. I really can't. I'm blessed. I truly am a blessed football coach. I've been in staff rooms with national championship coaches. But the one that rubbed off on me the most, my father. I was raised in this profession. There's only certain coaches in college football that can say that they, for every waking minute of my life, I've been around football. I'll never forget the first coaches' convention I went to. They said, why do you want to get into coaching? What do you want to do all that for? Well, it's because my father showed me what being a coach was all about. So if anybody's influenced me, it's been my father.
Will he be around?
All the time. He will be around. He'll be critiquing. He does it all.
He lives where, Coach? He lives in Cleveland.
He's in Cleveland right now, Strongsville.
When did you buy that tie?
Well, I'll tell you, I knew that question. Real quickly, our rival team at the University of Toledo, we call it the team down south. Well, we know what the rival team for the University of Illinois will be known as, the team up north. The team down south wore orange. So we did a famous thing, I guess, first time ever done it, University of Toledo. We actually burned our orange stuff that we had from previous places. So it was yesterday that we got the orange tie because everything had been burned. But you will not see me in purple, I guarantee you that.
Do you know any members of the current staff?
Excuse me?
Any of the current members of the Illini staff? Do you know any of them?
I sure do. I know Joe Gilbert. Knew him with his tie at the University of Toledo. But other than that, I think we've crossed paths. But to personally say I know each and every one of them, I can't say that.
Is it a priority to keep someone like maybe Joe Gilbert around, some link to the current staff, or are you comfortable going forward with entirely new faces?
You know, if you look at my background, it was an entirely new staff there at the University of Toledo. But I haven't made any decisions and will not make any decisions until I study what needs to get studied, interview each one of the coaches. And I've done a lot of studying of film. Of course, we played Western Michigan, so I've been involved with that game plan and watching the Illini play Western Michigan. But I also watched a couple other games that I thought was necessary for me to look at the talent and to see how well they were coached.
When did you first hear from Illinois? When did you first hear from Mike or from someone representing Illinois?
Really, the first time I talked with Mike was last Friday, 1 week ago from today.
You see a lot of MAC coaches succeed at the next level. What is it? What's their special tie that, you know, like Urban and other Gary Pinkel, what makes them succeed at the next level?
I think it's the bond with the players. I really do. I think that you realize probably financially that you might not have the same means. We have training table, and they had never had that before, but we wanted to eat as a family. Family is very important in our program. So every Sunday night on a victory, we had a victory meal called steaks and cakes. We're going to celebrate the victory that we had. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we were together for victory meal. I think the bonds that you create shouldn't be any different than the bonds that you create with your football players here at the University of Illinois.
Matt Campbell, your offensive coordinator, getting the interim spot, an opportunity for him. If he doesn't get that full-time job, would you like to bring him back here?
He's great. I'll just say that. Well, Matt Campbell is one of the brightest minds, young minds, college football today. He's a winner. He's a champion. He's been involved in national championships as a coach and as a player. He's a coach's son. I guarantee you I'll be trying to get Matt Campbell.
Mike Thomas said in the statement that your vision for this program really impressed him. What do you see this program accomplishing, and what's your timeline?
That question was asked at the university when my first time at my first press conference, and I'll tell you the exact same thing I said then. We want it to happen fast. The vision of this program is for every Illini football player to reach its full potential. We will push our players to be the best they can be on and off the field in everything they do. This is not just a game of X's and O's. This is a game of life, in my opinion. So I'm taking 18 to 21-year-old men or boys and trying to make them into men.
Are there some financial advantages? Obviously, in Big Ten, you'll have a greater budget. Are there some things that you weren't maybe able to do, Toledo, that you think you'll be able to do here? Recruiting, be it any kind of resources that, you know, how the increased resources help you out here?
Well, I'm sure they all will. I still believe it's the hands-on experiences that our coaches have with recruits, with players, the relationships. The relationship between a player and a coach should be the best relationship that young man's just about had other than his father. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And I don't think money really is necessary to have those type of relationships. So it's very important that the staff that I have is going to be very player responsible.
Coach, is it possible that you might hire some assistants that will just be recruiting and not be working on the bowl game?
That has to go through the NCAA because of the fact that you're only allowed to have so many football coaches there. So that's a process that we're going by now. We only have one more week until it becomes a dead period where there's no recruiting allowed. So we're hurrying and trying to get as many guys out on the road as we possibly can.
There's a group of kids that have committed to Illinois to this point. Mike in his press conference last week said he'd honor those
14.
So those guys are all yours, hoping to have them all on board without naming names, I mean, as best you can.
You know, I haven't seen a whole bunch of them, but I'm going to go out and try to actively be with them and get on the horn with them here tonight. I've got some phone calls that I need to make tonight, and I'm sure those 14 will be the first ones to be called.
So have you started that process with the NCAA? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly right.
State getting the okay to do that today, to have essentially two staffs that work at the same time?
I knew that was going on, so that was definitely one of the parts that I was trying to get achieved.
Do you feel like they have an unfair edge at this point over the rest of the Big Ten?
Well, I think it's just something that that we're going to try to do right now so that we have that same advantage that they do.
When you got feedback about this job, what did people tell you about this job? Traditionally, it's been tough to win consistently.
I got great reception from people that I talked to. Of course, I've got some friends in the business, the Tressels and the Myers, and that know Mike. I think his track record speaks for himself. I mean, they've been champions where he's been at Akron, at Cincinnati. His track record speaks championships. I just want to be involved with those. So I did talk to numerous people, and being involved around the Big Ten for quite some time, I knew that this is a gold mine. You can win the University of Illinois. Any other questions?
Yes. You recruited Michigan and Ohio pretty hard at Toledo, right?
Sure.
And will you still go? Will that still be one of your primary spots?
Most certainly. We've have very good ties in that area, and we'll continue to recruit that area very hard.
Can you win with guys that maybe some of the other schools didn't get, like if Ohio State? Can you win with second tier players from those areas? Second tier, I mean. You know what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Well, I think one thing we do have in the state of Ohio is we have some ties, being an Ohio native myself, and a lot of the staff members that I had on my staff at Toledo, you know, we can go in there and compete. There's no question about that. You know, in my opinion, the great ones, the A.J. Hawk that I was involved in, the Malcolm Jenkins, the ones that I've been involved in their careers, were not recruited by anyone other than Ohio State. So it still comes down to evaluation, and it still comes down to what you believe in. And there's some football players that we have at the University of Toledo that fell 16 yards short of beating the Buckeyes. So we've got some players that could probably play at Ohio State then.
Any final questions for Coach?
This might be a question for the AD rather than you, but are you in a position now to discuss your contract, the terms?
I can just talk in generalities. It's a 5-year contract, and the guaranteed compensation is $9 million. $9 million over 5 years.
Any other questions for Mike?
Bob, one question. Just one, Bob.
Well, as you went out in this process, you know, kind of what kind of reception did you get? I know you were in different places. I don't know if we had you in the right places all the time, but just kind of what kind of reception did you get as you went out?
Well, you didn't, but that's okay, Bob. I learned a lot from you. I'll tell you what, it was a fast-moving process. It was a fluid process. I think at one point in time I was in 4 different cities in 4 days. But the reception, you know, very similar to what Tim said. I mean, I wanted to go out and wanted to hear from a lot of the same people that he just mentioned. Tell me about the University of Illinois. What do you think? Because I think that helps me define the kind of football coach that I should be looking for. I know the core things, which I mentioned earlier in my opening statement, of what I'd be looking for. And I truly feel that at the end of the day, you can have coaches that might win the press conference. They might have a big, you know, they might make a big splash with their name. But at the end of the day, it's about fit. It's about finding someone who wants to be here and build a program that's sustained for success and really wants to be here for the long haul. But the reception that I received, Bob, was about this program and the ceiling. We're nowhere near our ceiling. And like Tim said, you know, he's all about winning championships. He wouldn't have came here if he didn't think he could win championships. And I can promise you, I wouldn't be standing up here if I didn't think the University of Illinois could win championships in the sport of football.
Got one more. As you go forward with him and building a staff, will the money be similar to what you've had in the past, or can you even increase that? Or where's your? I know you said you wanted to move up in amongst the Big Ten schools. Have you guys talked about that some?
Yes, we've talked about increasing the salary pool. And certainly I know Coach eventually will want to talk about other things, you know, as it relates to football or any of our other programs, and how you do an audit and say, hey, where are we coming up short in certain areas and how can we do better? And that's a plan that we'll move forward with right away.
As you looked at candidates overall, how important did it become then that you find someone with head coaching experience?
Well, I talked to a number of people that didn't have head coaching experience. I think what you find, though, is – you know, at the end of the day, you really need someone, and I think I've got to believe that Tim impressed you with that today, that's really a CEO of your program. It's not just about what happens between the lines. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's about someone who sees the big picture and knows the X's and O's, but also knows how to actually run a program, how to deal with the student athletes, and really has had their nose bloodied a few times. And in Tim's case, it's probably been since he was a young man as far as getting his nose bloodied. But this is, you know, we had a lot of great candidates, and they weren't all head coaches. But at the end of the day, I felt that Tim certainly was the best candidate and deserving of this opportunity.
Did the timing go like you wanted it to? I know you had originally had the Tuesday deadline that got extended out. I mean, is this about as quick as you thought you could get this done or not?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Bob. You're really the reason why it didn't get done quicker.
Specifically,
you specifically, because every day I opened up the News Gazette, you had new ideas. You had new people for me to talk to. I thought I was finished. I'd open up the newspaper. I said, here Bob goes again. There's two or three other people I need to talk to. So, no, it was about what I thought. You know, when you get in these processes, there's some moving pieces, and you're dealing with other people. And if it was up to my schedule and it's all I've been doing for the last 7 or 8 days, sure, it could have been done a little bit quicker. But, you know, there's other people that are involved in the process, and you certainly need to be sensitive to their schedules in making this happen. And so we just wanted to make sure in the overall process we were giving it its due diligence, which it deserves, to ensure that we get the right person for the University of Illinois, which I'm absolutely confident we did.
Anything else for either Tom or
I've got one more question. Just a little more explanation on how you tend to run, you know, with your offense and defense coordinator. Are you going to be involved in both, or do you turn one aspect of the team over, special teams, all three?
No, I'll be involved in all three, but that's what I hire coaches to do. You know, if at the University of Toledo, our defensive coordinator was in charge of the defense, the offensive coordinator was in charge of the offense, and our special teams coordinator was in charge of that. Of course, my background's defense, and I've been more involved with the defense. But that's what I hire those gentlemen to do. And that's their responsibility, is to do it the best of their capabilities. So, you know, that's how I feel, and that's why I hired them, because I believe in them.
How do you step in a situation, you know, where let's say that there are key decisions to be made that pertain to offense, I suppose, you know, clock management, that sort of thing, or mm-hmm. whether we kick a field goal.
Sure. How do I step in? I do it. I'm in charge of it.
Last question.
Yes. My question is for Mr. Thomas. Can you talk a little bit about how you came to terms with the contract and where that money specifically comes from out of the school's budget?
Well, it just comes out of our general DIA budget, just like everything else. You know, we have a lot of sources of revenue when we build our budget, whether it's tickets or fundraising or licensing, you know, a number of different areas. And it's just like any other business. We have revenues and we have expenses, and it's just all thrown into a pot. And at the end of the day, that's how we pay our bills, including Coach Beckman's salary.
One more. Mike, you talked about community involvement. Hey, do my job. You talk about community involvement. Do you expect, and obviously he's got football to worry about, but do you expect Coach to be out, you know, soon and you know, going to the fraternity sororities, going to Esquire, wherever you visited?
The nice thing about Coach Beckman is whether it was my expectation or not, he would do it. And when I talk about seeing the big picture, he gets that. And he gets it not just for himself and his family, but his staff and his student-athletes. That's important to me for a lot of reasons. And with Coach Beckman, I just think it's part of his DNA. And I think this community is absolutely going to love Tim and Kim and their kids and embrace them and welcome them just like they did myself and Jenny and our family. And I'm excited about him being here and looking forward to, you know, the 31st finish up this year, but certainly him working with our student-athletes and getting ready for football for 2012.
All right, would you be willing to say who the other finalists were?
No, I'm not sure who asked that question, but no, I wouldn't be willing to say that. But we had a great pool.
All right, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.